morning, good morning to our beautiful listeners. This is Shania Fair, your host for this episode of the Interns at MCO Blog Talk Radio Show, talking about the Think and Grow Rich book, the basically template for your life by Napoleon Hill. So today we have intern Kamari with us, and she's here to talk about chapter 5, Imagination. So let's get right into it.
Good morning. Oh, gosh. Good morning, everyone. It's me again, Kamari. Again, I'm a recent graduate from Miami Lakes Education Center, and I'm going to the Thunklickman this fall.
So what did you think about the chapter Imagination? First, before we dive right into it and get into the grit of this chapter, what was your overall view of imagination?
Well, it's pretty much the same concept that you hear from your parents, mostly saying whatever you think, it'll happen. Whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. So that's pretty much how I saw chapter 5. Chapter 5 is pretty much telling you that whatever you think of in your mind, you can actually go out and do it. As long as you believe in yourself and you can actually see yourself doing it, you can do whatever you put your mind to.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you about the two forms of imagination that was mentioned by Napoleon Hill, because what I partly love about his chapters is he gives clear examples and he gives steps and manuals and things that you should follow. So just thinking about the two forms of imagination, synthetic imagination and creative imagination, just kind of give me your input and outlook on that.
Okay, so with synthetic imagination, it's pretty much telling you that you can't change the past. You know how you sit there and, you know, you wish you would have done something differently and you think about all the different outcomes that could have happened or the different ways you could have done something. That's pretty much synthetic imagination, pretty much saying that it's already concrete. You're just wasting your time trying to think of new things and new ways to do something that's already been completed.
I definitely feel that when it comes to things that happen in the past, if you dwell on that too much, you can kind of get stuck in the past, and life is all about moving forward. Yes, you can learn from your past. You can understand the mistakes you've made, but what's most important is just to turn that around and make something positive out of that. Learn from your mistakes and create new opportunities. So what about creative imagination?
Okay, creative imagination is my favorite because you haven't really made any decisions yet. You haven't really done anything yet. You just have a simple thought in your mind, and you have literally the entire world to think of. You can imagine anything in creative imagination. You're free. You're free to just think of all sorts of outcomes and possibilities. But the main thing about creative imagination, it also plays into your surroundings. So wherever you are, like let's say in a low-income economy, right, your surroundings will also play into your creative imagination. So you really won't imagine, but you'll imagine things just pertaining to that surrounding.
So sometimes what you're saying is sometimes your imagination can be limited to your circumstance. Mm-hmm. So even if you really think about it, we can imagine anything in our heads. Like the mind is so, I can't even put a word on it. There's just so much you can do with your mind, but because of your circumstance, you may not stretch the capacity of your mind and your imagination that far as some people may be able to do in other situations. Just speaking from your experience and just growing up, being an adult now, you're a young adult about to go off to college. Just try to think about your imagination and how that has developed and how that has changed throughout your life.
Okay, well, freshman year of high school, I wanted to be a neurosurgeon. I was so set on being a neurosurgeon until I saw how long they had to go to school and how much money it would be, and I was pretty distraught. I was like, I can't. I won't do this. That's too much time, too much money. It's not worth it. And so I decided to become a nurse, and I have my CNA license already, and I'm working to get my RN.
Yes. Applause for that, girl. You are a step ahead of so many people already. Trust me.
You know, it's weird because I never really thought I would go to college because, you know, my family, all my family's graduated from high school, but it's rare that my family has to go to college. I had one cousin go to school in UCF, and she was, like, the first one on my mom's side to go to college. And everyone was so excited, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to college. I might just go to Dade or, you know, take an online course or something. I never really thought that I would, you know, go to college because it's like, how am I going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. But with the right mentors and the right people in my life, I was, you know, able to apply for scholarships. I was able to get recommendation letters, and I was able to get connections to different schools. And so it was really nerve-wracking. It was a really nerve-wracking experience, this whole college process, but it paid off. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I'm so happy that you were able to develop and make that leap to be the first person to really seek higher education. And it can really be inspiring for coming generations in your family as well. Now, I want to go back to, in the book, it says how to make practical use of imagination. I just want to point out when you were talking about your dreams of at first being a neurosurgeon, and you kind of, once you learn more about it, you dial back and you figured out what was best for you, and you realized that your true passion was in being a nurse. So I think for everyone out here that's listening, that is an excellent way to make use of practical use of imagination, because you can make these huge dreams and not really know or understand what that entails. But once you really dive into gaining the information, gaining the knowledge, doing your research, everything that you need to know, you're able to figure out what's best for you. So I really want to applaud you on that. And yes, yes, making the best decision for yourself and really not being so stuck on something to the point where you set yourself up and you end up doing something you're not happy about. You really did make practical use of your imagination. So we're just going to wrap that episode up. I know. It was a great episode. So thank you guys so much. And ladies, everyone that took the time to listen to this episode, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I want you guys to have a blessed day. We're going to have a quick outro from Kamari.
Thank you guys for listening. We hope that you listen more. And, you know, start reading the book as well.
Bye.